Hey, Change Nation, it's Josh here, and just coming at you with something a little different today. First of all, you'll notice there was no intro music. I'm just going to talk to you today, just one-on-one. But being that I'm the chief inspirer around here, I've made this executive decision to bring you this bonus podcast. We're going to be jazzing up a few things around here. Now, being that you are an agent in Change Nation, I'm also deputizing you to tell me if any of these new ideas suck. I mean it. If what we're doing isn't working and you want the old way back, then you can just fire me off an email at josh@socialchangenation.com and let me know. So this is something I'm going to be doing here over the next few weeks, this bonus podcast on Fridays, where I just come in and talk directly to you, give you some of my thoughts, and I'll also stay tuned because I'll be bringing you some tools and some tips from a lot of social entrepreneurs that I've talked to, kind of collecting a lot of the interviews that we've heard into some just tangible action steps for you. You'll probably notice that these are versions of the blog post that I put up if you're reading the blog, but what I've found is that some people read the blog, some people listen to the podcast and that kind of thing, so I'm trying to really do things in all different forums for people, depending on how they listen or read or whatever, and just make sure that we get you the resources that you need in whatever way you happen to link up with them. So anyway, I wanted to shift everything around because I've been feeling like things are getting a little too impersonal around here. I feel like I send out polished emails every week and these podcasts just kind of come out and they all fit into this nice little box. And I know it's helpful, and so you'll keep getting the helpful side of it, but I need to do this in a way that is more real. It's more genuinely me. And so I hope you dig this. What I'm going to do each week is I'll just narrate my blog post. But if you actually listen to the podcast, you'll hear a little bit more than just the blog post itself. So you'll get some bonus materials that way. But either way, if you're just listening to the podcast, then you'll get two things in one, essentially. But I'm going to try and do this just about every week. And it'll be a lot more than just recapping the content from that week. It'll be my thoughts. It'll be giving you some unique tools and that kind of thing. And I really don't think, you know, we've had for a while, we've had kind of this flashy intro music and teasers and stuff like that. And we'll continue to have that in certain places. But at the end of the day, we don't really need that. What we need is conversations. And that was this community, what this community has always been about is conversations and people supporting people. And so that's really what we're trying to get back to. And also, I want to go deeper with you, with my thoughts and deeper with the tools and stories that will help you make a dollar and a difference. So that's what we're all about. So let's go ahead and get rocking then with the content for this week. I have an interesting theme for you today. It is life, love, and the pursuit of social change. So I've had my share of all three of those things the past few weeks, so I'm going to share that story with you and talk about the lessons that these things taught me as a startup social entrepreneur. So first on love. Are you sitting down right now? On May 19th, I dropped to one knee and asked the love of my life to marry me. We've been on this journey of life and social entrepreneurship for some time now, and there's no one else on the planet who gets me like she does. Her name's Britton. She runs Hostel KC and is one of the hippest chicks I've ever been around. Oh, and by the way, those of you who saw the videos I emailed out, you'll recognize her. She joined us for the video on crowdfunding and branding. Oh, and I almost forgot. She said yes, so we got that going for us. Now, if you look on the webpage on the blog post, you'll actually have a pic from just after I popped the question. Funny story about that, I proposed to her in a botanical garden that we've had a lot of dates to, so real special place for us. But randomly, while I was there down on one knee proposing, there happened to be a photographer and her daughter running around, and her daughter noticed that I was proposing from afar, told her mom, so her mom started taking pictures. So there's actually a picture of me proposing to Britton. And now Britton and I had no idea that they were there until they came up to us afterwards and told us about the whole thing and told us they had all these photos. So it was a really amazing God moment, really, when we connected in that way. And so really cool part of the story. But anyway, wedding is going to be sometime in spring or summer in Kansas City. It's going to feature a barn, groomsmen in suspenders, and probably a cat for a ring bearer. And if you watch the videos, you'll know what cat I'm talking about. Okay, so now on life. I squared up my graduate degree at Kansas University. And I'm not sure if I've told you about this lately, but I've been working on an MA in social entrepreneurship as we've been building Social Change Nation. So I graduated on May 17th. And at the end of the day, through that whole experience, I've learned a bunch more, honestly, from the podcast interviews than I ever really did with my schooling. But overall, grad school is a solid experience, and I now know a ton about some higher-level social entrepreneurship stuff. But ultimately, I am really ready to be able to fully dig in now with Social Change Nation. I really had woven it in with my research in social entrepreneurship, so the things flowed together pretty well, but I'm really able to be even more focused now, which I really like, and I'm looking forward to using that to bring you a lot of really awesome, even more awesome content and tools and that kind of thing. So anyway, though, the most meaningful part of the experience for me was that I got to walk the hill, which is a KU graduation tradition. I got to walk that hill with my dad. He graduated back in 79, but he never got to walk. And so we walked the hill together as father and son in full regalia. And it was awesome. And also, if you go to the post on our website, you'll find a pic of that too if you would like. Now, that's just going to show up on the homepage, so it won't be that hard to find. It'll be the top article on there. But if you want to click into that article, you can see a picture. And anyway, you can check that out and see us together walking the hill. Okay, and finally, on the pursuit of social change. So right after I got engaged, my new fiance and I took off and hit up the place that Hostel Kansas City serves, in Jamaica. And yeah, we had a bit of beach time while we were there, but the main focus of our trip happened far away from the beaches and resorts in a tiny community called Balaclava. And there, most residents don't have running water or indoor plumbing, and few have ever seen the very beaches that their country is so well known for. These are the people that Britton and I have chosen to serve with our businesses. They're some of the most kind, genuine, and faithful people I have ever met. They are hindered only by the place they were born into and nothing more. And it is this reality that Britton and I have devoted our lives to changing. Our trip was dedicated to finding the best way to do that. My trip to Jamaica created all kinds of new thoughts and new emotions for me. And these are the experiences that I will be sharing with you very openly as we connect over the coming weeks. But I'm not going to share them with you in the typical way that you may have heard others doing. I know lots of people go on these trips, get humbled by the experience, and then quickly get back to their lives. But that's not how we roll in Change Nation. Experiences like the ones I had in Jamaica are meant to be sustained. And I'm determined to find a sustainable way. We're determined, Britton and I are determined to find a sustainable way to continue helping the people of Balaclava. As I take you on that journey with me, we will discover the best ways to build a venture that operates on profit and purpose. So stay tuned for a lot more on that trip. Okay. If you've made it this far, I hope you've enjoyed it. I shared these parts of my life with you so we could get to know each other better, and also because I'm going to weave these events into a lot of the emails and podcasts that I'll be sending you over the coming months. I want to use my journey and the lessons I'm learning to create tools that will help guide you on your own quest to social entrepreneurship. So, thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you on the flip side. This is Josh from Up at Social Change Nation, signing off.